Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Erica Stamp. She's from Walnut, and we're going to talk about an event coming up in Walnut. Good morning to you, Erica.
Good morning.
As I understand this event, this is going to be the third time you've done this. So where is it and what is it?
It is our third annual Walnut 5K Fun Run and Walk, and it is going to be at the park. It's on the northwest corner of Walnut. It's going to be on Saturday, September 19th. It's kind of an all-day event, but the run walk will be, the registration is at 9 to 9:45, and the walk starts at 10.
Okay. Now, do people need to register ahead? You prefer they register ahead or just show up?
We prefer to have them pre-registered. If you pre-register before September 12th, that ensures that you get your T-shirt the day of the event. You can register at www.carryonforkids.com. That's K-E-R-R-I-E, on the number 4, kids.com.
Okay, and we'll explain here in a minute why it's K-E-R-R-I-E in case people just haven't put that together yet, but they will very soon. So let's talk just a little bit, and we may need to do this longer, but you said this is the run walk is just a part of a total event?
Yes, we have quite a few events going on throughout the day. So there is a slow pitch softball tournament, and that's going on all day. We are full at this time, so all of our slots have been filled. Mm. At 11:15, we're having an exhibition game, and that's going to be featuring Carrie's kids that she coached from Omaha versus the Walnut Avoca kids. So that's at 11:15. And at 11:30, we have a free will donation lunch, and that's open to the community and all the participants.
Okay. So we should say, in case somebody hasn't figured it out yet, this is all in memory of Officer Carrie Holtz, Orozco, and so many things being done for so many people in her memory. It's pretty amazing, and I know that her family thinks it's pretty amazing. So let's talk a bit about, of course, this is a fundraiser, and it will go to Carry On for Kids. Then what happens to that money?
We as a committee are raising the funds for the kids of Southwest Iowa. A lot has been done for the community of Omaha and the kids that she influenced over there. So we wanted to make sure her legacy was known around here and where she grew up. So we're doing character scholarships for high school graduates, Shop with the Cop programs, and different youth programs around the area.
Okay, so when people, if they wanted to write a check or can you use a credit card, how do they donate to this?
If you also go to that website, there is a link on there that you can donate online. We will also take donations in person if you wanted to do a check, and we have forms for tax purposes if you need to have that for your tax write-off.
Okay, and what is the website?
It's www.carryonforkids.com.
Oh, okay. And it's K-E-R-R-I-E, no space, on, and then the number 4, and then kids, K-I-D-S, right?
Correct.
We'll say that again. And I'm sure people that you can get a lot of different information there on that website.
Yes.
So now when you do the run walk, you said 5K run walk. Are there different age categories?
It's going to be, no, we're not dividing it up this year. It's going to be anyone can participate. It's not chip timed or anything like that.
Okay.
We wanted to keep our costs at minimal, so that was one thing that we kind of got away from. We also will have things in the park for kids to do. The last couple of years, we've had face painting. Weather permitting, we're going to have the splash pad available. Mm-hmm. We have live music bags tournament that you can sign up for the day of the event until 1 p.m., and then we'll do a bracketing, and teams begin play at 1:30.
Okay. Sounds like you have something kind of to do for about every age and ability.
Yes, we kind of tried to do that so that everyone could get involved in the community. And from what I've been told, there is also a fall festival going on downtown. So if you're in town and want to buy some antiques, you can go ahead and do that too.
Yeah, I think that's right. I hadn't recognized that date, but now that you say that, yeah, I do know that. Lots of great stuff going on there. Kind of, I think they've kind of made that a tradition to do that fall festival.
Yeah.
So good timing.
Yes.
And lots of things. I always enjoy coming over for those kinds of things. And you have a couple new shops and places to eat and on. So great opportunities in Walnut on this Saturday, the 19th of September. How did all of this get started? Let's kind of go back in history just a little bit. This is the third annual, but it's for a different purpose each week or each year?
Yes. In 2013, the fire department in Walnut was putting together a benefit for Gene Eblin.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing a silent auction and a dinner that night, and I had approached them and said, what about doing a 5K? So in a couple of weeks, we threw together a run. We had a goal of having 50 runners, and we ended up with, I think, around 137 runners
something.
He was a firefighter from Walnut and was a double amputee due to some diabetic complications.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then in 2014, we did the Lunch Lady Run, and that was for Deb Peterson. She was battling ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, and our goal was 200 runners, and we were just a little bit shy at 197. So every year, it's kind of getting a little bit bigger.
Do you have a goal this year?
Yeah, our goal is as a minimum of 500 runners.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we've gotten a lot of response from the Omaha community.
Sure.
And her law enforcement friends are all coming out to support, as far as I have heard. Her fellow captain has been a big part of the planning. And fortunately, this year, we have a large group in Walnut that's come together to help put this whole day on. So a huge shout out to them.
They have been,
when
you have 500 people coming just for a run walk, wow.
Yeah. And that doesn't include the softball players and all the other events that are going on that day. So we have a lot. We have the Cass County Cattlemen coming, and they're doing all the grilling for us. A couple of DJs are going to be there. So it's just a full day to be in Walnut, and hopefully everyone has a good time. And it's for a good cause, to remember her and all her good things that she did, and just to show our support to Ellen and to the men and women in uniform.
Mm-hmm. And you just keep spreading it around. You know, it's, I think things first started, it was kind of for Carrie's family, which was really, really needed, but it's just kept on growing and growing to benefit so many people.
Exactly. Yeah. I was telling a friend of mine, you know, the streets of Omaha were kind of stunned by all of this, and they really came behind Carrie and the men and women in uniform. And now, 5 months later, we just want to show that her small rural town where she grew up hasn't forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is still in Walnut. Her dad has passed. But our goal is to continue to do the good works that she did for so many in Omaha, but to do it for Southwest Iowa.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, again, prefer to pre-register. The website is Carrie, K-E-R-R-I-E, on, O-N, 4, the number 4, kids, of course, K-I-D-S, Carry On for Kids, to find out more information and to pre-register. But other ways that you want to mention that they could pre-register?
Yes, you can contact City Hall in Walnut, and that is at 712-784-3443. You can contact myself at 712-789-0870. And the easiest way is probably online, but if that does not work, we can make other arrangements to pre-register you. When you get on the website, go to the tab that's called Get Involved.
All right.
And
good
then register.
Okay, good to know. And I think it's really going to be important with that number of people. I mean, if you're talking about 50 people to come and register, no, we're not talking about that. We're 10 times that much. So really important that you pre-register, I think, to make everything
very appreciated.
Yeah. And the people should arrive about what time?
Well, if you haven't pre-registered or if you need to come sign your waiver and pick up your T-shirt, that's between 9 and 9:45. We'll do a small introduction and ceremony at 9:45, okay. And at 10 o'clock the run walk will start.
Okay, and that's all happening September 19th in Walnut. And remember, lots going on all day long. We want to thank you very much, Erica Stamp, for all of your work and for visiting with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And until next time, let's remember, carry on for kids.